Charvin and Davis clawed thin air as the Jeep flipped over. Engine compartment roared with flames and smoke. It slammed off a boulder, skidded into a gully, and crashed through the cactus-choked embankment. Windows shattering, tires blowing, bullets grazed the windshield. Get out of here before she blows, Sharpie yelled. Davis yanked at his belt, hardly able to hear over the thwack, thwack, thwack of bullet strikes. The buckle wasn't unlocked. He dug a Strider combat knife from his pocket, flicked it open. You free, Chief, he said, hacking through the restraint. I'm good, Sharpie said, pumping out rounds with this heckling coach. The 40 caliber pistol round, deafening in close quarters. The front doors were jammed, so he turned around to scuttle over the broken driver's seat. There's a cluster of tall boulders 50 yards back of us, he said, unlocking his rifle from the carrier. We'll make our stand there. Hand me your rifle and I'll... Meat exploded from the back of his legs as AK-47 rounds hit home. Jesus, that hurts. Sharpie wheezed and plumped unceremoniously into the back seat. Davis snatched up the radio mic. The cord dangled in pieces. The radio face fall from the engine fire boiling behind him. We're on our own. He scooped up his own AR-15 and shoved it to Sharpie, who chucked both out the window, then squirmed through, ignoring the cactus punching needles into his face and the flame searing his arm medium rare. Come on, son, we got a war to fight, Sharpie said. Losing rifle rounds as Davis squirmed free, they crabbed backwards towards the boulders, firing at what seemed like a billion muzzle flashes. Don't let them escape, Garcia said. Manuel nodded and stuffed in another round. The explosion shook the landscape like an earthquake.